I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God!
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Tickets to Alice in Wonderland are completely sold out. So how do you get those? Oh, every hour, every day, all this week. That's how. That's how you do it. 6:05 in the morning to 6:05 p.m. with Janie. We're giving out code words. That'll get you entered for your chance to win a pair of tickets to our sold-out Alice in Winterland. It's sponsored by Macy's. Plus, you'll be qualified to win a meet-and-greet with One Republic. Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's December 13th at the Paramount Theater. That's next Friday over in Oakland. It's a beautiful theater, and it's sponsored by Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, Public Market Emeryville. Here's how to win. This hour's code word is winter. W-I-N-T-E-R. This hour's code word is winter. If you text winter to our contest line 20357, you're entered to win. Winter 20357.
Couple quick texts before Please. You get into your stories. Here's a few of that. So I mentioned the story about the haunted mansion being shut down because someone went in there and spread the ashes of a loved one on their, I guess, by request. Disney parks treat ashes as biohazard, so rides will get shut down and either have to be drained, as in the water drained from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
They won't know.
They're also say there are cameras everywhere, in those rides, so you will actually get caught and banned.
Unlike that place in Phoenix.
What's that?
Unlike that place in Phoenix.
Yeah, where no one's paying attention. Yeah.
Even the person who was filming the guy getting off the roller coaster at the very tippity top is like, yeah, I'm bored with this. Turns off their phone. I'm like, oh my God.
What are you doing? Anyway, so I just wanted to mention that if you are looking to spread a loved one's ashes,
you might be getting yourself...
Here's another one, though, 650. Years ago, I helped a friend scatter her mom's ashes in Small World. It was her favorite ride.
Oh.
You know, when you really think about it, there are probably so many ashes in so many places.
They say here, look it up. It's done daily at all the Disneyland parks. It's done daily.
Even if you just put a little. I mean, you could carry a little. Although, if someone finds you with a baggie of something that, you know, some kind of powdered substance, I'm sure they're probably going to be like, sorry, you can't come in. You're a druggie. It's my mom. No, that's drugs.
We scattered
my mom.
707 says, we scattered my grandma's ashes at her favorite casino per her request.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
I like when people get the ashes baked into stuff. Like, you ever see somebody who gets a diamond made out of the ashes? Or, like, maybe you, if your mom loves gambling, you could get, like, a set of poker chips mixed up with her ashes or something. That'd be fun.
You know, we played a lot of Uno over our vacation.
Did you?
I know it's not gambling, but...
But it's so fun.
I didn't win one game.
Really?
It was really fun, but yeah, not one.
They kept doing the draw four on you?
Isla was won a couple, and then Christina won all the rest.
Mm. Wait a minute, but you're
the people's champion.
Like, yeah, I know. And I was not at our table at all. Not once.
I'm so sorry about that.
And it was an Uno where you have a flip deck. Have you played that one yet?
What do you mean a flip deck?
It's two-sided deck. So there's a dark side and a light side. And one of the cards you can draw is flip the deck. And then the whole deck flips over and you flip your cards around. And now you're playing the other side.
Oh, that's so fun.
It was really.
That's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Look for
I
it.
I love that.
Yeah, it was
because
good.
I assume now you flipped your thing and you have like, oh, God, I thought I had this color.
You had a great hand, and now you have a terrible hand.
Oh, or, I love it.
Yeah, it's good. Uno. Double deck.
That's
I don't know
great.
What to call it, but it's something like that. Two-sided.
I'll have to get that. We play, you know, we still play Uno. It's fun. It's just like a fun game to.
Easy.
You know, you're talking and you're playing a game.
I thought for sure, because Christina loves to gamble, I thought for sure she'd split one of the nights and go to the casinos. She didn't do it.
Oh.
She didn't want to do it alone.
Yeah. It's no fun going alone. You go gambling with friends.
Yeah.
It's good.
I'll just go to sleep.
Yeah. John, well, you know what? We should vacation together. You and I will go to bed at 8, and those guys can go off.
John loves
gambling, and I always feel so bad because everywhere we go, I'm like, okay, we'll go to bed. And he tells me the next morning, yeah, I sat down and had some beers at the bar and stuff, and I'm thinking, and picked up a hooker? What? I don't understand.
You don't think that.
I don't. And even, where were we? We just went to Reno a couple weeks ago, and I hit a straight flush with a bunch of money out.
I thought Reno got canceled.
No. Remember, then John and I went to Reno. We tried to figure out how to put it together. So I said, okay, I want a huge hand. Here's all my money. I'm going to bed. And he just played with the house money the rest of the night.
Did he win even more or did he come home broke?
He came home with some.
Oh, all right. Uno Flip is what it's called.
That sounds super fun.
It was fun.
That's a great idea. God, I love games so much. Games. Yay.
Uno Flip. Now you know. All right. Story me.
Shoot. Talking so long, I forgot it was my break. Okay, let's get all Christmassy, you guys. Christmas.
Hey.
You know, a couple weeks ago, speaking of Disney, you and I went through like the list of what Disney princess you are based on your birthday. And it's so dumb. And the only reason I did it is because I happened to jokingly mention it out in the hall. And everybody gathered around like, oh, well, what am I? And what am I? I'm like, oh, okay. So I saw this one. And I went, all right. I guess, we're never going to be the show that does horoscopes for you, but I did think this was funny. And then I start reading it and I'm like, oh my God, the very first one was Aries. And it's my favorite Christmas song. One of my favorite. It's Father Christmas by the Kinks. That's your song, Vinny.
Oh, I like it.
I love that song so much.
Classic. All-time classic.
Absolutely. Yeah. Guys like, you know, when I was little, I used to love Christmas, and now I'm playing Santa, and man, does it suck to the little rich boys. Anyway, Father Christmas, the Kinks, if you're an Aries, you got the best song. And then, I know that's you, and then I saw mine, I'm a Scorpio, and it's another one of my favorite songs, and one that this is barely a Christmas song. I mean, it is kind of about Christmas. It's about a river. It's called River by Joni Mitchell.
Oh, I don't know this one.
It's so beautiful.
I doubt it.
It's gorgeous.
I wish I had a river so long.
Crank it up.
I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river.
So good.
I could skate way on. I'm going to listen to this on my way home today. That whole record is great. Which record is that on?
I have no idea.
Is it the one with Morning Morgantown on it?
Morgantown, West Virginia.
Is it that one?
I don't know.
And green and...
I will say this. I pulled all of these songs this morning on YouTube, and watching the videos for these are great.
Especially
the older ones like Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
So if you want to go down a little YouTube wormhole.
You know, I put these up. Actually, I didn't put them up yet, but I will. I'm going to put these up right this second on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so that later today, if you're thinking, I really wanted to know what mine was and I missed it. Boom, it's posted right now. Okay, so let's do a couple more of these. These are what Christmas song aligns with your zodiac sign? And they give some dumb reasons. Like for you, Aries, Father Christmas, the Kinks, humor and aggression? calling out BS to the tune of Christmas Bells?
That tracks you.
Right.
It does, actually, yeah.
Right.
I can't say I don't look like that.
Let's see. Mood for Joni Mitchell for Scorpio, which is my sign. Moody, self-loathing, and beautiful.
That tracks.
It does. Okay, what are you?
I'm a Cancer.
All right. You are Last Christmas.
Oh, really?
By Wham.
Oh, I love this. Last Christmas,
I gave you still lamenting a doomed love affair an entire year later. That tracks.
George Michael left us way too soon.
Agreed.
That guy was...
This is a good video to watch. It is great. So 80s. It's great.
If you are a Taurus, what's Taurus? Can you find a list of the... Never mind, you're busy with the music.
Playing
forget
music
it.
Taurus is Taurus May?
Okay.
You know what I'm wondering? I think it's late April into May. They're probably in order here. Because there's Gemini, that's June.
April 20th
July.
To May 20th is okay. Taurus.
Theirs is, if you are a Taurus, yours is Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis.
Yes. Mm.
This banger tells the tale of a good Samaritan rewarded with a million in cash, a Yule log, and a belly full of macaroni and cheese.
One of my
material goods and earthly delight.
Love it. It's my favorite.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom cooking up chicken and collard greens. Macaroni
and cheese. Whoa.
All right. Christmas trees. Great. If you're a Gemini, it's the little drummer boy, but it's the Frank Sinatra version. Did you grab the Frank Sinatra one?
I did grab the little Frank Sinatra little drummer boy.
It says here, look. Oh, here we go. They told me, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. While this is a lovely version, the best version is the one with David Bowie and Bing Crosby.
Yes.
He's on earth.
Yeah, I like that one.
Leave it to a Gemini to fail to bring a gift for a newborn demigod and improvise with a drum solo. That's you, Gemini. Cancer's Last Christmas. From Wham. Leo, this is your daughter, my brother, is Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
It's the biggest hit.
Leo is a fixed fire sign that rules the heart, demanding absolute allegiance and utter worship from their loved ones and acolytes.
There it
Write
is.
That up.
I don't want a lot for Christmas, just you.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
Solid
I have
burn.
A short list. All I want is you.
Total burn.
And I want you completely.
I'm not a lot.
All to myself. That's not.
I'm nothing.
What you're saying. Oh my God.
Worthless.
If you are a Virgo, that's what John is. September.
John.
Then it's White Christmas, Bing Crosby's version. A holiday without blemish or upset. A covetable kind of Christmas for the purifying Virgo. I'm feeling Christmassy.
Love a white Christmas.
If you're a Libra, it's Happy Christmas, War is Over. That's John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and the Plastic Ono Band.
Mm.
This is a big Christmas song.
By the way, yes. Joni Mitchell, that song, The River, is on the Blue album.
Blue.
And they also say here, Matt Nathanson has a version of The River.
Does he? Oh my God, I gotta hear it. I love him. I love that song so much.
Oh.
Of course he's a Joni Mitchell fan. Of course he is. God, she's great. We're gonna be needing that. Oh yeah, crank this up. This is
already.
This is
already missed the hook.
Happy Christmas. War is over. John Lennon, Yoko Ono. That's yours, Libra. I wonder if anybody's like, I hate that song, but I'm a Libra. Scorpio was River by Joni Mitchell. And so maybe we'll try and find that Matt Nathanson version. Matt's a local. By the way, I don't know if you know Matt Nathanson. Matt Nathanson is local. He's a huge friend of the show.
Yes,
been on
I'm
a million
very
times.
Very familiar with Matt Nathanson. Right. In fact, Matt Nathanson and I did an appearance together, you know, like 18, 20 years ago at Emeryville, actually.
Oh my God, hilarious.
Yeah, it was, absolutely.
Can you reach out to his people? You're not allowed to contact him directly. Reach out to his people, and I found that out. And let's get him on pretty soon. Maybe he could come in and do some Christmas songs for us. Oh God, that'd be great. Jay!
I'll add that to the list.
Yeah. I'm sure the occasional tasteful text would be fine. It's just that whole, dude, we're going to jam, right? We're jamming.
Why aren't you answering me?
Get over here.
Here's the directions.
Her people said,
please, his people.
Please, these are Matt's people, said, please don't contact him anymore.
No, they said, if you have anything to say, please email us.
Yeah.
Which is totally the right thing. I've apologized to him a million times. And he acts like he didn't.
So then you texted him a million times. I'm so sorry for contacting you directly.
I never texted him again.
Oh, that's sad.
No, we're still okay. It's fine. He's a very polite person. He just let me know.
And he's very good at doing his job. He comes in here and promotes
with
a big smile on his face and plays ball. And then
funny
he leaves
and charming.
Never,
and that's
you
that.
Go, oh, that's, wow.
Let's get that guy in here.
He's like my best friend when he's here.
Okay, yes, exactly. When you hear this, Sagittarius, this is a very polarizing song. If I never hear Feliz Navidad again, I'm fine with it.
Oh, I love that song.
There we see. See what I'm saying?
I'm in the Vinny camp.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, this is one of the best ones.
Feliz Navidad. Mm.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not. And by the way, they say, so we're doing the Christmas song that's yours if this is your horoscope sign.
And who's this?
This is Sagittarius.
Okay.
Which I think is my mom is a Sagittarius. Mom, I cannot stand this song, Feliz Navidad. Because it's just the same thing over and over. I'm like, oh God, is it finally over? Nope, they're going to go through it again. So there you go. Sagittarius, Feliz Navidad. So glad that one wasn't mine. I can't believe mine was River by Joni Mitchell. Like, that's so amazing.
Lucky.
I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky to have that one. The Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York, if January, baby, if you're a Capricorn.
This is another one that the video was quite entertaining to watch.
You were pretty queen of New York City when the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing, we kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing.
You don't really hear this one that often.
I didn't know this song until this morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aquarius is Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas?
That's good.
This was a good song.
This is another one of my all-time favorites.
Aquarius, they say, is a sign of community organizing and humanitarian responsibility. This song raised $10 million for the Ethiopian famine in a single year. Although I did hear some bad press happened after, like, they loaded these barges up with food and supplies and things that rotted in ports.
Oh,
I know.
Come on.
Such a bummer.
Why would you tell us that?
I don't know. I guess
you're
I want to ruin
just
Christmas.
Just ruined
for you.
Christmas.
Well, Grinch.
I kind of feel like it's my job. okay. And then the final one here is Pisces. I didn't forget about you, Pisces. I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Wizard. I don't know if I know this one. You ever
I
heard
did
of that
not,
one?
I had never heard this before.
I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Wizard with 2 Z's. Yeah, me either.
I got nothing.
Yeah, nothing on this one.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but. I say
it's very much a like what you would hear for Brit Christmas song. You know, they do the, you know, like in Love Actually, they pick
the
song.
Yeah, sure.
It's very.
Oh my God! If that could have been mine, you know, all.
Oh.
What's the song that the rock star does?
Oh, I just watched it.
If you think about Christmas, come on and tune in home.
Christmas is everywhere.
So, yeah. Christmas is all around us. He re-records his hit song with Christmas lyrics in order to try to be number one. That's like one of the themes of the movie.
Christmas is All Around by Billy Mack.
Oh, is this from that movie you like?
Love Actually.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do you want me to play a little bit?
No, it's okay. I don't care. You know, what I want you to find is, there it is right there. Oh my God, yes, play a little of this. Oh, rest in peace, Alan Rickman. They're showing his.
That's not Alan Rickman.
No, they just showed Alan Rickman's.
Oh.
He plays the cheating husband, and he's dead.
Love is all around me.
Nope, stop. It's supposed to say Christmas is all around.
Yeah, and I'm not going to. I wasn't sure if there was cursing there, so. Anyway.
Yeah, there probably is. Actually.
I just grabbed that quickly.
God, that movie's great. I want you to find the Matt Nathanson River version, if you can.
I'm sure I could find that.
I don't know, man. It's a test. You know what? Here, I'm just going to do these really quick because I didn't get to them yesterday. There's a new Lord of the Rings movie coming out. It opens December 13th.
Wait, it's already done?
Oh.
Oh, this is,
oh,
hang on.
This is
Matt Nathanson.
All right, we're doing too many things at once.
Yeah, we really are. Could skate
away, hang it up.
I wish I had a river.
for so long. I'd teach my feet to fly.
Oh, nicely done, Matt Nathanson.
I wish I had a river I could skate away.
There you go.
Oh my God, that's so pretty.
Sounded great.
All right. So what were you saying?
I would have forget. Oh yeah, I know what it is. There is an animated movie called The Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim.
Oh, it's animated. Okay.
And it's out in theaters on December 13th. And it's a very, I don't know who designed this, but it's dangerous. It's a war hammer. So it's the hammer part, the like, you know, picture Thor's hammer. And it's so the big sort of sledge top, that's the bucket. So you turn it this way and the horn is the handle sticking out the side.
Okay.
And you'd put the popcorn inside the bucket that is the sledge that's on the top of the hammer.
Okay.
Well, this one, this war hammer, is like 2.5 feet long and pointed at the end. I'm like, anybody trying to get past you in the theater is going to get stabbed. It's super stabby.
Well.
You want to see a picture of it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me find them.
I just asked the internet, though. The filming for the new Lord of the Rings movie is not currently underway, but the movies are in development, and they're going to be doing The Hunt for Gollum.
Oh.
Is what it's called.
How fun.
There you go.
Oh. He actually found it and put it up.
Oh, that is stabby.
Yeah. I mean, it's like really large, and I mean, it'll be a fun thing to whack someone over the head with later, I guess. I don't know.
People like stuff, Sarah.
They do. It's definitely a collectible, Vin.
I've never gotten, I don't really get into stuff like that, but yeah. I do understand you talk to people and they're like, oh, I have a collection of.
And then you're like, oh no, why did I get this person started?
Well, and then
this?
You know what? Look, I pick up a little piece of sea glass every time I leave the beach, or I try, I look, and I mean, what is that? That's just garbage. But I like
that's
it.
That's natural resources, Vinny, and no, I want you to stop stealing them off the beach.
So weird. Wasn't that a weird moment?
The weirdest thing anyone's ever said.
Someone actually texted into us to stop stealing natural resources. Okay.
Yeah, that's a piece of glass. Sure, they don't naturally occur. That's like a broken beer bottle or something.
It was. It used to be Heineken. Yep.
And then the Nosferatu movie. This is a coffin. This one's a lot safer. It's $30, by the way. $30 with a large popcorn, or $25.99 if you just want to sit in the theater watching a movie with a coffin in your lap.
It's really cool.
It's pretty neat. It's, you know, a big plastic thing. Who doesn't want plastic collectibles?
I have seen 2 movies in theaters in the last month.
That's what are like, your
and
thoughts?
And then prior to that, none for I don't know how long.
Since you've had kids, you've definitely gone to way more theater
movies.
Yeah,
but I just don't expect to see that stuff.
I swear to God, I feel like I haven't been to a movie since the last Downton Abbey movie
came out. Moana 2, and then what was the other one?
In the theater.
Prairie, Little House on the Prairie Christmas?
The Greatest Christmas Pageant? Greatest Pageant ever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, there's all kinds of collectibles, and if you're a collector, go for it. Go collect them. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up in the
news? So much stuff. Okay, hold on. Today is Giving Tuesday. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I mentioned it first thing.
Well, darn, then I don't have a tease for you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
I'm not that innocent.
Ow. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny.
You
Alice.
Got all the moves and everything. You were going for it.
Oh, I listen. I love Britney. Oops. I did it again. Oh, Maddie, you actually.
Well, the dance, she does the little, oops, I play with my heart. You know, she does
you
a
know all the thing. Dancing for did you I, like her when she was young? Like,
I love this, and I have a big boy band fetish. I love NSYNC and Backstreet Boys a lot.
Fetish?
Well, I mean, like I like their dancing and all right. And yeah, I'll break
I
it
like
out
to
when
watch
I'm on
their
a dance
videos
floor.
And stuff.
You're so
like
dreamy.
Dreamy. Really good looking. When they
all
zoom
right.
in on like
wow.
Justin's mouth and stuff. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. I'm actually hotter for like Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears than I am for any boy band. Boy bands.
People have been complimenting the music choices lately. Oh. So, Jane, great job.
Great job, Jane.
It has
Jane.
Been great. I listen all day, and yeah, it's been great, great music. Jane's a great DJ, by the way.
I know.
Like, there's a lot of just people who come in and just say whatever they have to say, and that's that.
No,
she always preps.
Awesome.
She's great.
Right.
It's the best
really
afternoon
good.
Show in the country.
It is.
Jane, let's hear it for Jane. Let's hear it for the girl.
Woo, woo, woo. More dancing. Boy,
go
you
Alameda.
Really are on a roll
yeah,
today.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling Christmassy.
All right.
You know? It's Alice at 97.3. Check us out live on our free Odyssey app. It's time for the news. Oh, and that is not the button I meant to press. It was this one. There we go. My bad. Sorry.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank and its charitable arm are gearing up to give over $2 million towards local education, parks and recreation, health, and arts causes. Explore more about their philanthropic giving at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. This story has been an ongoing saga, and I mentioned it for the first time this morning, and it's just a downer, but I now have an update real quick.
Oh, great.
So that Hana Kobayashi, who disappeared, she was a Hawaiian woman who got on a plane. The layover for her flight to New York was in L.A., and then she left the airport. And there were some texts that her family got, and they were very worried about her. They started basically was what ended up being a weeks-long, for lack of a better word, manhunt. Hana Kobayashi's family is now speaking out after police say she crossed the border into Mexico on her own and is fine. And they're calling it a voluntary decision to travel to Mexico. Our search for her is over.
And you left out the part where the dad has come to the mainland to search for her and commit suicide.
I left it out on purpose because it's so depressing.
Ugh.
It's very sad. But what I wanted to say is they've now spoken out and just said, we're deeply grateful for the urgency and dedication law enforcement has shown in investigating Hana's disappearance. Of course, this is not how they expected the story to go, but it sounds like, well, she's safe. She's on her own.
Right. She's
doing
not been
what
abducted.
She wants. Right. So anyway, I just wanted to say the family's now spoken out and they just say, hey, thanks for helping.
Oh, but they're not saying
what
they think
might have
happened.
I mean, at this point, it sounds like she's just
running away from them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just wanted to update that they've now spoken out.
Okay.
They've thanked the law enforcement. And
it's good. It is actually sort of a reassuring thing to know that if you lost a person, that there's a process. There's a team of people waiting to help.
Today is Giving Tuesday. It's been around since 2012. In a poll, 36% of people say they've heard of it, which means most people haven't. 15% have participated. 56% of Americans think they're more generous than their friends.
Oh.
Oh.
I think I'm the regular amount of generous.
Giving Tuesday, you're really generous with your family.
That is true.
Is that lady's name?
You're a generous person.
Linda.
The one I adopted.
Yeah. Your other kid you take care of.
She's a couple years older than me.
Yeah. Anyway, today's Giving Tuesday. It follows Cyber Monday, where we give to online shops. Small Business Saturday.
Okay. Was that this Saturday or this coming Saturday?
I think it's this coming Saturday. Okay. Black Friday, where we give to Walmart.
Yes. Amazon, I guess, these days. Oh, that's a Cyber Monday. Sorry.
Maybe Small Business Saturday was last Saturday.
I think it was.
We should make every day Small Business Day, though. Like, if you can, try to shop locally. And that's how, you know, I should kick myself in the ass because I also, you know, we're very creatures of convenience. And it's good to...
You know what's funny is how convenient things have gotten. And when something's less than perfect, we're like, what the... What is wrong with this thing?
Right.
Come on.
Yes. Our patience is gone.
Goodness
our attention
gracious.
Span is gone. If it's the least bit inconvenient, we're not interested. Who are we? A bunch of babies. God.
Anyway, Giving Tuesday has been around for 12 years. It's
I like it.
It was launched in 2012 as a global generosity movement, unleashing the power of people and organizations to transform their communities. It was actually started by Mashable, Skype, and Cisco.
Wow. How interesting.
I did not know that.
Well, there was some power behind them.
Anyway, if you can give, give. That's all.
Yep. And everybody
Giving
has
Tuesday.
A thing that's close to their heart. You know, find someone who isn't like, this thing matters to me, and I give to that.
I like Lily's Legacy. They take in... older dogs and rehome
though, right?
them, yes. Yeah. And it's, I follow them on Instagram and it's, they do really good work. Mm. And sometimes they'll write a letter. A lot of times it's a dog that's parent or human has passed away. And so this dog's already bummed and missing their person, and now they've
And now they're handed around.
Right. Oh. And so they step in and they take them out to, they've got a great location and I think it's Petaluma. But anyway, there's a lot of great causes, whatever yours is.
So many.
So
find a food bank even, or just, you know, some, Toys for Tots got for years. We've supported Toys for Tots.
Yeah. We don't have the team quite we used to,
but we're working on putting that back together. Like there's a lot we're rebuilding.
Yes. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. You don't have to ask them twice. Fact.
The only American president to own a patent is Abraham Lincoln. When he was a lawyer, he patented a flat bottom boat design and never went to market, though.
Oh.
This is important.
I'm ready.
We need to get this in her rider.
Okay. What's my, for like when I do appearances and stuff?
We misuse the word podium. Podium means a raised platform on the ground, the thing you stand behind and put your papers on when you address the people.
The lectern.
The lectern.
Yeah.
She needs a lectern for her speech tomorrow.
A lectern and a podium?
I would like a podium and a lectern.
Oh.
Okay.
She wants both for her speech to the team.
What kind of water do you want? Like
sparkling, obviously.
Sparkling, okay.
I don't want any of this.
No, we're lectern.
I'm not doing it.
You'll do it from behind a lectern.
Not only am I not doing it, I don't want to be called out about not doing it in front of everyone because that's as bad as doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
In case people missed, there's a big meeting tomorrow and the keynote speaker is Sarah.
Oh my God!
And right here in the Odyssey building. And we're very excited about it because Sarah is probably one of the best orchards in the land. She's the Lincoln of radio DJ.
I'm not even joking, you guys. My heart is pounding and I've broken a sweat. I am not doing it.
Take that five sweaters off.
I'm not doing it. I wish that I could, but I'm not.
Thanksgiving is over. And if you hosted overnight guests.
Yes, get them out of there.
They've probably left by now or should have. A new poll asked people how they felt about overnight guests in their home, such as friends and family, and 61% of people have a positive view.
Yeah, I like it.
With one third of them saying, we love having people stay over.
I don't love it for too long, though. Like, the perfect visit to me is, like, maybe four nights.
How many years did your brother stay for?
Couple. But he, you know, technically was not in my house that I live in. Yeah.
But he Lenny and Squiggied your back door all the time.
Hello!
That sounded dirty.
You did Lenny and Squiggy.
Lenny and Squiggy at your back door. Hey!
Oh my God. There he is again. It's
26.
I like having guests, though.
Yeah.
I do.
I think it's fun, too.
I think it's a good motivator, too. Like, if you know, like right now you're working on this project in your backyard. If you knew your mom was coming and you wanted to have, like, get everything together so she could see the transformation,
the
like,
backyard
that's
at our house is done. But I do know what you mean. I also think that often people, like Christina, absolutely will be busy. She works. She's got two kids. She's got a pain in the ass husband. A lot going on.
Right.
But if she has a party to get ready for,
cleaning,
the house gets completely, it doesn't matter. Everything else falls away. Kids, figure it out. Mom's got to get the place ready for her party.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things is it sort
Posting
of motivates
it's,
you.
It's like, lovely.
Yeah. I got a shopping list I got to get ready for.
Got to put girl dinner out.
Right. And they had a rager.
Mm.
And her husband left. She got me out of there.
Yeah. And even the kids stayed for the fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they were part of that. Like, it was all my wife's girlfriends and the kids.
Bye. Bitch, bye. Follow.
Well, I never said bitch to anybody, but I did get out of there. I really... No, I did not.
Of course you didn't.
No,
that word is not in anybody's vocabulary on this show except for you.
So, oh, you don't say bitch?
No.
No, I don't say it either.
What if you say, like, you're bitching about something? I guess you can't really. It's, yeah, that's definitely... Like, I am a total bitch. But if you called me one, I'd be so mad.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's a psycho bitch in all of us, so deal with it.
That's what lecterns are for.
Oh my God.
There,
I am
going to
hit you over the head with that freaking, I'm going to pick that lectern up and just swing it, smash you.
I think tomorrow morning on the first break, you should practice your speech.
My
God. That would be great.
I'm glad you guys are having a good time with this.
The 10 most fun cities in America.
Oh boy. Las Vegas.
Number one.
Oh, wow.
Number one,
Miami.
Las Vegas. Orlando number two, oh, Miami number three. Oh. Atlanta.
Atlanta, huh?
Atlanta. I know it's a big airline hub, so it's a really, like, it's, that airport is a hub.
Right.
Atlanta's
great. Lots of good restaurants. I used to work, like, fly to Atlanta for work a bunch, and absolutely
like
great
as the
city.
King of podcasts?
Yeah.
So is it like a great downtown area or like what's the...
It's got a neat downtown. I remember tripping with Vinny. Mm-hmm. We went to Atlanta and we saw the Smashing Pumpkins and Garbage play in Atlanta.
Oh, I forgot about
and
that.
And that was in 96.
Yeah. Wow.
And
yeah.
I bet Atlanta's only been built up more since then.
And it's got cool neighborhoods. So like it's got a lot of distinctive neighborhood too,
oh,
where
fun.
They can get some good food and stuff. And yeah.
I've heard like the barbecue is great there. And there's even a place like in the airport that you got to find for the barbecue.
And they film Marvel movies there. So there's like, I went to this restaurant where like all the Marvel people go when they're in town filming and
stuff.
Oh,
that's fun.
Yeah, really
you know,
good.
Don't they do a lot of production in the Atlanta area?
Lots of production.
I want to say
is
like the Walking Dead was all
Walking
shot in
Dead,
Atlanta.
The show with Donald Glover.
Oh,
what's the guy?
Atlanta.
What's the guy?
Atlanta.
Medea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tyler
yeah.
Perry's
Tyler
got his production services
he
there.
He works out of there. I know my brother's done a bunch of work with him, there. And so he works out of there. I know that. But anyway, the best fun cities: Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Atlanta, New Orleans, Austin,
New Orleans,
then
yeah.
San Francisco.
Oh.
I would say we are still. Such a fun city to
it's
come to.
It's a great city.
And even my daughters, like, just remember when I brought them into the city and they came into the building. And then we went out and walked around. My daughter was like, that made my Christmas last year. I want to do that again.
Oh, did you go skating over at Union?
We couldn't get in because that was, and then there was also a Free Palestine protest, which was another whole thing. But we did go have sushi and I was like, sushi for Christmas, let's do it. So we're coming into the city to hang, but everything
great,
just all the views, all the stuff. San Francisco still ranks, in my opinion, way higher than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Whatever. Chicago, Houston, New York on the list. You were just in New York.
New York's really fun.
Got to see a play.
Yeah, and there's just all kinds of fun stuff to do there. Like you just walk around and you stumble into stuff to do.
Just eating slices. I mean, just from
I'm
one
so
slice.
I'm so tired from walking down this block.
Yeah.
Give me
better
a slice
get another
already.
Slice. Does Vinny know, our text number is 800-400-3697. Does Vinny know there's an Olivia Rodrigo version of The River?
Oh my God, there is?
I did not know that.
Okay, I can't wait
I'll
to hear it.
I'll play it for my kids.
We're talking right. about the Joni Mitchell song River, which I didn't even really realize was a Christmas song, but, and then we found out Matt Nathanson did a version. Love that song.
Benjamin Franklin famously said, guests, like fish, begin to smell after 3 days.
He's the guy who came up with that
know,
one?
That's what this texter says. I would have given that to you for sure.
Oh, let's hear that. Oh, here we go. Turn it up.
She's so pretty.
So pretty.
But it don't snow here. It stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river.
That's good.
It's beautiful.
I could skate away on.
She is a damn super talent, isn't
yes,
she?
Yes, she is.
I wish I had a river so long. I would teach my feet to fly.
Can you put this up? Put this up on the Facebook page. It's such a pretty video, and that's lovely. God, I love that song so much. Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Made my baby cry.
Really nice.
So pretty.
408 says, I tell my husband we need to party more often because my hubby cleans like a mofo when we have company.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's like really, everyone rallies.
Yeah. John will actually start handing out jobs at that point. He's like, hey, pick that room up. Come on.
To you?
Yeah.
He says that to you?
Yes.
Oh.
He's like, I'm busy in here. You go clean that up. He's really mean about it, too. Get off your ass and clean that up. Oh.
Sarah has seniority out of all the radio people in that building. Speech! Speech! Speech!
Speech! Speech. Speech.
You guys can
That's
do
what we'll
everything
do tomorrow,
you want.
Ben.
I'm going to be so pissed if you do that tomorrow.
We're not. Don't worry.
I will.
Oh. 415 says, in quotes, "I have a fetish for boy bands. I love the way they dance." Oh, Maddie.
What about it? I love that you love that. Admit it all.
415 says, "Vin, did you get a Tesla? I saw
did
you.
Did you?
You posted." No, I didn't. I actually spent the day getting my car repaired. And so that's the beginning of the next. I'm trying to figure it out, but I haven't decided what I want. One of the things that's funny, though, that I didn't realize, I never was a huge Elon fan. Like, I just don't sort of super fan over nerds. I'm more of a rock star guy. But anyway, the number of people who feel like they have to tell you, "I don't like Elon, but I have a Tesla," is so weird. Like, nobody cares.
People
or do they
care. Yeah.
They do?
No, it's become a political thing, like every GD other thing.
I just bought the best car for the amount of money. I don't know that it's that. I haven't even looked at it. Someone wrote me and said, "Please don't get one." I went, "It doesn't mean..."
Don't worry about it.
What?
Yeah. It doesn't mean anything. It's the car you want. It's a car, guys.
Well, I don't want any car, but I have a long commute. I have to have a car that works.
Yeah.
The end. Someone said, "Get a Lucid." I'm like, that's a $100,000 car that I'm not going to commute in.
Right.
And try and squeeze into that spot down there.
You need that 3.
Anyway, I don't know what maybe I'll look at the Leaf. Maybe I'll look at the Bolt. Who knows? But I did not know by buying a Tesla meant you're somehow endorsing Elon.
Because you're not. Like, okay, that guy is the CEO of that company, but he didn't build that car, and it's built here in America, and it's fine. It's a great car, and it's electric. It's great for the environment.
That's all.
Although now the people are going to yell about the batteries. We gotcha.
Well, I've heard that too, and I know this is the way we're headed. Whether or not you could truly sit down and show me some charts and some put together a deck of slides that actually tell us in the end what is the perfect way to manage your commute without hurting the environment. Is it the battery? Mm-hmm. Is it the diesel?
Is it living downstairs from your work so you can just walk up the stairs? Is that the only way we're going to be able to do this?
Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Elton John's eyeballs.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.